Changing careers might be daunting. However, pursuing more than one job route is normal throughout your lifetime. But do you want to earn six figures by just coding? Today, some of the highest paid professionals are front-end developers. They use their expertise and skills to create beautiful and user-friendly websites. And if you're wondering if front-end programming is for you and how to boost your abilities to make the jump, here's your ride. You undoubtedly think front-end development is your ideal next step if you're here. How to become a front-end developer without a degree. The fact is, there is no such thing as a simple recipe. If there is, we imagine it would sound like practice, 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 the good part. Front-end developers do not require a degree or a school certification to work. Instead, they are known for the basic foundation of front-end creation. Frameworks, programming languages. Software developer Chad Fowler once said, "Software development is both challenging and rewarding. It's creative like an art form. But unlike art, it provides concrete, measurable value." So, let's look at what it takes to become a front-end web developer in 2023 and beyond. What does the front-end entail? Front-end developers make all the websites we visit, e-commerce sites from which we buy items, blogs from which we read, and so on, user-friendly and visually beautiful. When creating websites and online apps, there are two primary components of web development to consider, the front-end and the back-end. As the name indicates, front-end development concerns any online application's front-end. The user sees and interacts with this by clicking a button, scrolling around a page, filling out a form, and so on. It is a web application's client-side functionality. Back-end refers to events behind the scenes, such as infrastructure, database connection, communication, etc. A full-stack application includes both the front-end and the back-end. We have talked about both of these in our previous podcasts. Hence, it means front-end developers fill the void between designers and back-end developers. From technical abilities to organizing projects and expressing ideas, even though there are numerous front-end job titles, they all focus on the visual aspects of interfaces, assisting in creating amazing user interactions on the web, mobile, and desktop applications using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Front-end development has progressed far in the last 20 years. Pigs can fly online. Soon, you'll fall down the rabbit hole of JavaScript magic framework battles. But first, you'll want to establish your bearings, settle into what may become your new love, as it has for so many designers before you. Like anything worthwhile, front-end development is complex. So if you're searching for an easy way to grow your profession or skill set, seek elsewhere. However, if you are up for the task, let's know how to begin your career. Start by learning the fundamental concepts of front-end development. Learning front-end programming is not binary, so there is no effective developer method. It is highly cyclical. So, figure out the best way to delve deeply into the programming languages and move on. It is critical to note that you do not need to know everything before working as a front-end developer, but principles like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript are always required. They are the main pillars for app web creation. Thus, if you want to go into web development, you must master them. Fortunately, various online resources help you learn and practice them. You also need to do some designing to enhance user experience through codes. The saying, "Practice makes perfect," is widely recognized and is no different here. It indicates that if you practice something frequently, you will improve at it. You must practice frequently to become a professional front-end developer. It will help you learn the topics fully rather than simply on the surface. The more you practice, the greater and better your understanding of topics will become. There is always something new to learn, said Steve Jobs, and this is true in all parts of life, including front-end development and programming. So, once you've mastered the fundamentals of front-end development, it's time to advance your skills and prepare to take on new challenges in your career. It's time to learn about front-end development tools, principles, and methodologies. It is always best to remain up to speed with current technological trends and stay caught up when new technologies, tools, syntax, and methods emerge. It will help you develop your abilities as a front-end developer, and you can always remain current by joining and participating in active developer communities. There are several communities out there, including GitHub, Stack Overflow, The Women Who Code, HackerNoon, the Free Code Camp Developer Community, and the various local communities surrounding each of us, including you. The next step is understanding what the command line and version control are. You should know how the command line works as a front-end developer since it allows you to access operating system tasks via a text interface. Also, front-end developers need to be conversant with version control systems, the most common of which is Git. When coding, you'll frequently wish to track your code history and other information. Version control simplifies this by allowing you and your team to discuss and manage track all changes made to the source code. It also informs you of who made the modifications and what changes were made. Besides, you should also be knowledgeable about API and how to consume and modify them. It is essential for interacting with backend logic and databases. The next step includes learning about the various JavaScript libraries. Various JavaScript libraries are available today, all seeking to simplify web application development. These are pre-written JavaScript scripts that make it easier to construct JavaScript-based apps. There are many, but it's best to focus on one and learn it extensively, such as React, Vue, or Angular, three of the most popular. With all those knowledge in your arsenal, learn to practice daily. As Dan Bricklin once said, sometimes the idea behind a program is one small creative effort. So, participate in open source projects and put in much practice time instead of just reading the theory, and start building your portfolio side by side. If you're just starting as a front-end developer, you don't need every portfolio component to be a client project. You can take command and be creative. Make advantage of new tools and libraries to create something remarkable. As your career grows, you can highlight more projects you have participated in. You can also browse through the portfolios of your peers to see what they like and don't like. Then, establish your website by recognizing what you want to show the world. But only tech skills won't do, since you must deal with both the technical team and the customer. Front-end developers must be strong communicators. Hence, as the next step in your career, you must also cultivate certain soft skills. You must also be effective co-communicators since it is vital to spend the time to comment and provide relevant documentation inside your code so that you and others can readily understand it even after a while. Front-end developers must pay attention to detail and be careful in all parts of their job. When creating websites, you must have a keen eye and be able to detect small errors or inconsistencies. Once you have achieved an adequate understanding of front-end by studying basic skills and creating a brief resume, you may start looking for front-end jobs. How long would it take to be a front-end developer? There is no specific answer. It will all depend on your learning pace and prior knowledge. Remember not to compare yourself or your learning pace to others as you study. In the end, remember that you don't need a tech background to be a developer. You can just master the skills and begin a fantastic journey. So pick a plan, stick to it, and rejoice in being a front-end developer. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.